Video: Man accused of beating girlfriend released on appearance ticket. By Amy Furr on January 18, 2020. A suspect accused of beating his girlfriend in Harriman, New York, was released on an appearance ticket Tuesday. Surveillance footage showed J. Vasquez Paulino as he confronted the young woman inside the Superior Package Company, where he worked, and allegedly began to hit her, according to Mid-Hudson News. At one point in the video, Vasquez Paulino went outside the facility and appeared to hide a large knife in his shirt sleeve. Once he re-entered the building, he allegedly threw something at the victim and punched her several times. Moments later, the suspect tried to kick the woman as she talked on the phone. He then appeared to throw the knife onto the roof after he exited the building. Following the incident, Harriman Village Police Chief Dan Henderson expressed his concern that New York's criminal justice laws were protecting defendants and not the victims. "My fear is there will be a lot of recidivism and that the victims will no longer be protected if we are not able to not only arraign, but to get bail on these subjects and put them in jail right after the incident happens," Henderson said. Thanks to the state's bail reform laws that provide immediate release from jail without posting bond, suspect Tiffany Harris was freed right after she allegedly attacked three Orthodox Jewish women in December. "Yes, I was there. Yes, I slapped them. I cursed them out. I said 'F you, Jews,'" she reportedly told New York police officers following her arrest. However, Harris was charged with 21 counts of attempted assault and harassment, according to Breitbart News. December 28, a convicted bank robber was arrested after he allegedly robbed a fourth bank in Colony, New York. Then, on New Year's Eve, Siemens was released from jail without bail thanks to New York's newest bail reform laws, the report said. Tuesday, Vasquez Paulino was charged with menacing, criminal possession of the weapon, attempted assault, and harassment. The fact that it is captured on video goes further showing the strength of the case and the fact that he did have an intention to do harm here, said Orange County District Attorney David Hoover, adding that the suspect should have been put in jail. "The real issue here is that this gentleman was released with a ticket and given an order of protection and again is free to terrorize this woman. Which in domestic cases there should be bail and situations are often used for a cooling off period to allow parties to cool off," he concluded.